Okay, the last presenter is from TRC Engineers, Colin Wilson. Colin?
Chairman, members of the board, I appreciate your time this morning. I know that probably getting tired of hearing all the different things that are going on about the part of the lake here, but my name is Colin Wilson. I'm with TRC Engineers. I'm an engineering firm, and we're representing a development, our developer that's Steelbrook Homes, and they could not be with us here today, but let me just kind of give you an idea a little bit of where we're at on this. We're
in this location, just below the Old Street property and right north of the Cameron Bay.
I've been on several occasions and talked to Mr. Rendy and Mike McClendon, and appreciate their professionalism and their help. We started this process probably latter part of last year, and been trying to get something on board so that the developer can purchase the property and move forward with the design. I also appreciate that Mr. Perry will bless your heart for bringing Spring Creek Barbecue to Danbury, because now I'm going to be able to eat. We're looking for some standards. We're ready to help develop those standards in any case that we can, but we just need some standards to go by. And we talked to Mr. Rendy a little bit on that situation about deep channels, having evidence from those channels to make sure that the water quality is good, connecting pipes to go in between the subdivision and that kind of thing, where we make new canals and stuff like that. Let me just an example. Right now, there's just south of Home Depot and just south of Walmart subdivision, they have right there, there's some detention ponds. And those detention ponds obviously take all the runoff from those two developments. And so some of that, our development would also be kind of as an enforcement of the water quality that's coming out of that area, because, you know, if they don't take care of the detention ponds at some of the, you know, back doors or front doors of these homes or townhomes or whatever the case may be, that are going to get developed there. So I think that would be a good accent part to our development here. One other thing I can say is that currently there's a channel there, and it's pretty shallow. It's got a lot of brush into it, and there's a lot of standing water in those areas. And I think that with this development, we'd be able to clean that out and be able to get the lake water flowing through there in a more constant manner. And so it's not standing water and mosquitoes and those kind of things. Overall, like I said, the channel width, talk about doing those kind of things. You know, I already mentioned the deeper channel, but the channel width, those kind of situations, you know, we maintain a 40-foot clear width, and, you know, we talk about the size of docks and to make sure that we have room for boats and everything else. We're ready to work with the board, and we just want to get started and develop some more quality residential areas, as Mr. Overstreet stated, in Lake Granbury area. So that's it. That's my presentation. So if y'all have any questions, I'd be happy to answer those at this time. Thanks. Thank you.
Chairman, that concludes the developer presentations.
Thank you.